WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 60 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys. See what you can be saving at Douglas Nissan off Highway 6 in College Station, or visit homeoftheniceguys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A bill to reduce criminal penalties for marijuana possession will be addressed during the next Texas legislative session.
Get caught with pot? You could face up to 6 months in jail, a $2,000 fine, and a criminal record. But some state representatives want to pass a bill which would penalize those caught with an ounce of pot or less with only a $100 fine. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says dealing with the legalization of marijuana is a slippery slope.
That effort starts with the decriminalization of marijuana. And then it's the next step is to legalize the use of medical marijuana for medical purposes. And then, of course, once all that has been in place, then they come back and they try to legalize marijuana for any purpose.
Kirk says the sheriffs of Texas will bring all their influence to try and stop the legalization of marijuana at any level. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you're traveling this holiday season and happen to find someone's pet on the loose, try to return it to a shelter nearby.
If you're traveling somewhere and you found a dog, it needs to go to the shelter nearest to where you found it.
Leah White of Aguiland Humane Society says not all pets are microchipped, and owners will not think to look for their pets away from their home. There is a better chance of it being returned to its owner if the lost pet is brought to a shelter in its hometown. Calorie-counting Americans have been swearing off beer in favor of less fattening ways to imbibe, but craft breweries nationwide report increased demand for their brands. Currently, about 10 small independent breweries open up somewhere in the U.S. each week. Joey Villarreal, owner of Blue Star Brewing in San Antonio, says craft beer's core customer base, those discerning millennials, trendies, and hipsters, emerged quite by accident.
You've seen the steady climb in the number of breweries making the tasty beer, and so you're seeing a bunch of people that grew up with tasty beer, and they're looking for it.
Villarreal says another unintended byproduct of craft brewing is the return of neighborhood night spots where regulars gather and socialize like their grandfathers and great-grandfathers once did. Former President George H.W. Bush will remained hospitalized through Christmas Day after experiencing shortness of breath Tuesday. Family spokesman Jim McGrath said Thursday evening that the 90-year-old Bush remained at Houston Methodist Hospital. McGrath said Bush had another terrific day and is in great spirits. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 60 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news coming up at 6:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Fans, another action-packed season of Texas A&M men's basketball is here. Be sure you're a part of the excitement at Reed Arena as an affordable family entertainment option. Three-point packs are now on sale and start as low as $30 with multiple seating options. Join us this season as the Aggies welcome some of the nation's best teams. There's a challenging home slate, and we need the full support of the 12th man to stand with us at Reed Arena. See you this year for some Aggie basketball.
Good morning. It's 6:09, almost 6:10. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Through today, it's partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of a few scattered showers, especially during this afternoon. High temperature right around 70 and mostly cloudy for tonight with some scattered showers around, low temperatures near 60. Scattered showers and maybe a thunderstorm tomorrow ending later in the day, temperature mid-60s then falling back. Some clouds at night cooler in the 40s and clearing skies on Sunday cool and dry, 50 to 55. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit. Well, A&M has two coaching vacations. Freudian from yesterday, I guess, as to coaching vacancies. That may be down to one. We'll have more on that. A lot of NBA going on last night as well, and we'll get you updated on the Cowboys and the Texans as well, coming up in sports at 6:50.
So it's time for our welcome. Hi, it's the day after Christmas. What do you say to people? Happy Boxing Day, I guess, right?
And then yes, because that's, I know, celebrated here just tons.
Yeah, well, actually, I think it happens in Canada.
For the help.
Yeah, for the help.
That's what it's for.
I know, it's for the help. That's right, yeah. Well, we're here. We're, like, help.
I mean, our the staff at my place, I know, really enjoys Boxing Day. At Casa de Cayo.
Oh, yeah, really, do they? Yeah, okay. They can't wait for you to get back after the little radio show that you can then give them
their presents. Exactly.
Boxing Day gifts. Okay. Today is the 26th, which means this is like day what, 360, something like that. You know, it's National Thank You Note Day. I guess that makes sense. National Whiners Day.
Really?
Yeah. It's, it's the second day of Christmas. Tra-la. It's Kwanzaa. God, I thought it'd never get here. Ah, I've got to get out and get that last day, last minute Kwanzaa shopping done. It's Candy Cane Day. And mentioned it's Boxing Day, which is a holiday in Canada and the UK, which is not near here. All right, for birthdays.
Birthdays, we are celebrating with Steve Allen, the first host of The Tonight Show.
No, he's dead. No, he's dead.
No, you're right. He is. My apologies.
It's okay.
Let's go to folks that are alive.
Okay, let's do that.
How about Duke Fakir? He's in the four tops. Phil Spector, who's alive but in jail.
Yes, he is.
Joe Walsh from America's Most Wanted, celebrating.
No, no. John Walsh. There's a really...
Huge enormous difference.
Really enormous.
Okay. Carlton Fisk.
Oh, yeah.
Basketball player. So is Ozzie Smith. St. Louis Cardinals, also basketball player. Lars Ulrich from Metallica. Peter Klett from Candlebox. And Jared Leto, who is an actor.
He's and done a few things.
Yeah.
Yeah. My So-Called Life, other stuff.
That's all I got.
Gray Davis used to be the... hadn't been for Gray Davis getting recalled, and Arnold would have never been the, you know... governor of California, so good for him. He's 71 today. And happy birthday to FM radio.
Hey.
80 years old today.
Modulate that frequency.
Yeah, patented back in 1993. Sad D is National Fruitcake Day. That probably says enough. It's also the anniversary of Howdy Doody premiering.
Dun,
1947, and the also the Radio City Music Hall opened up in 1932. Tomorrow's the anniversary.
No kidding.
Yeah, and ether was used for the first time. Would you want to have been that person? I don't really believe me. It'll work. It'll work. It'll really work.
You'll wake up. I promise.
Hey, I feel kind of...
Yeah, really. Yeah. All right, so birthdays.
I am short on birthdays, unfortunately. You're sorry. I'm digging for that
Cokie
as we
Roberts
speak.
Is 71. You know her from ABC. Savannah Guthrie from the Today Show is 43. Arthur Kent, the Scud Stud, if you remember him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's 61. Goldberg, the wrestler, 48. Running back Jamal Charles would be 28. John Amos was in good times, is that right? 75. Gerard Depardieu is 66. Carla Bonoff, a writer person, 63. Heather O'Rourke, who played the little kid in Poltergeist.
Oh,
no, she's dead. She would have been 39.
Carol Ann.
Yeah, that's right. And Mike Pender from Moody Blue, 73.
And yes. Robert Ziner, my father, 70.
Oh, well, very good. Well, happy birthday to
him. Very cool.
Yeah. On Sunday, it's the 28th. It's card-playing day. It's Pledge of Allegiance Day. The reason is Congress officially recognized the Pledge of Allegiance and urged schools to use it in 1945. Up until then, I guess they were just kind of murmuring different things.
All right, yeah, whatever.
And it's National Chocolate Day.
See, I thought we already did that, though.
Okay, is there a problem there?
No.
Okay,
I'm just curious, because there's several National Chocolate Days.
Having many of them would be all right. Okay, you got birthdays?
Yeah, Denzel Washington is 59. Mm-hmm. Stan Lee, the guy that created Spider-Man, is 91.
He's 107, really.
He's 91.
All right, okay.
John Legend, 35. Maggie Smith, who I actually like a lot, 79. David Archuleta, he's a singer, is 23. Seth Meyers is 40.
Oh. He's got a movie out.
Yes, he does. Madison De La Garza is 12, and Kaylin Slevin is 13. She's one of those internet superstars.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good for her.
Who else do we have? Sienna Miller is 32. Don Francisco is 73. Gail King is 59. David Moss from the Calgary Flames is 32 years old. And finally, the last one, Robin McGraw, who is an offa, is 60.
Well,
Joe Diffie, too. I'm sorry, I missed that one.
Okay.
Joe Diffie's 55.
You might want to raise one for John Molson. He was born on this date 251 years ago.
Mr. Golden?
That one. He'd be the Molson dude. Yeah, so just letting you know. Edgar Winter still alive?
I believe he is.
It's Johnny's died.
Yes, right? I believe that is correct.
Edgar Winter from Beaumont, Texas, 68. onlookers. Oh, have we done info May? We haven't even done that yet.
No, this was that's why I didn't have the other one ready. Oh, I apologize.
Okay. Yeah, well, I guess the day after we're changing things up just for one day.
Consider yourself lucky.
Yeah. Onlookers at a train station in northern India watched in awe as a monkey came to the rescue of an injured friend, resuscitating another monkey that had been electrocuted and knocked unconscious.
Get out.
That's pretty interesting. The injured monkey had fallen between the tracks, apparently after touching high-tension wires at a train station in the northern Indian city of Kanpur. His companion came to his rescue, pulled smelling salts out of a little vial that he had. No, I'm kidding. came to his rescue and was captured on camera lifting his friend's motionless body, shaking it, dipping it in a mud puddle, and then biting its head and skin.
Wake up!
Yes, working until the hurt monkey regained consciousness. The first monkey recovered, was covered in mud, opened his eyes, and began moving again. That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
I should say so.
I'm just, you know.
You're awake, but you have a concussion because I bit your dome.
Yeah. It's gonna be a good okay, monkey meds right here.
Yeah. We're
gonna have a great time together. We got a lot of info. Mation.
He's a member of a small group of monkey first responders. Right?
Well, Curious George making the man in the yellow hat proud.
Oh, yeah. There you are. Okay.
I was just thinking monkey men sound like street slang for something. Oh.
Goofy juice.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again. No messy glues. And being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant-retained New You dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant-retained New You dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural-looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant-retained New You dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
618, News Talk 1620, WTAW. This is when we normally do the birthdays, but we've already done them just because I messed up. Did you see that there was a blizzard in Hawaii?
I did.
This is very interesting.
Obama's there. Hell hath froze over.
Ah, there you go. Exactly. Two mountaintops basically dusted with snow. The blizzard has eased, but strong winds are blowing the snow around two Big Island summits. While snow on the mountain is common, a blizzard is rather unusual. National Weather Service canceled a blizzard warning Thursday morning. Got us a blizzard warning in our Hawaiian shirts. Anyhow, in Mauna Kea and Mauna Loa, Weather Service meteorologist Norm Hugh says that the mountains will remain snow-capped for a day or two before the powder melts. He said the high wind warning from the summits likely canceled later on Thursday. So there you are. Weird weather in Hawaii. Let's see if there was anything else that was unusual. Oh, my God. They had a bear loose in Mesa, Arizona. Arizona wildlife. It's all monkey and bear stories, huh?
Oh, my.
Yeah, that's right. Arizona wildlife managers say they believe the black bear that was spotted twice this week in Phoenix but eluded capture has finally been caught. The bear captured Christmas morning in the backyard of an empty house in eastern Mesa, Arizona. They spotted the animal about 5 o'clock and followed around the neighborhood. Lions and tigers and bears, oh my. Okay. All right, I think that's what we got. It's time for Sean. It's 6:20 right now.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
54 out of 100 Senate seats, 246 or 47 out of the 435 House seats, 31 of the 50 governorships, 69 of 99 legislative chambers, more state legislative seats over 4,000 than at any point since the 1920s. So one has to ask, where is this fear of confronting Obama and aggressively defunding Obamacare coming from? Because I will tell you, at the root of funding the government now, this false sense of urgency that they have created for themselves is rooted in a belief system that if they really take this head on, that they politically, not the country, because it's good for the country to get rid of Obamacare, that they politically will pay a price.
Join Sean later today, right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with intimacy. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-842-8607. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-842-8607. That's 1-800-842-8607. Call 1-800-842-8607.
A settlement is close. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Al Brooks. Standard & Poor's Rating Services is nearing a settlement with regulators over their investigation of how the company graded real estate bonds. The proposed deal, which involves six commercial real estate bond ratings from 2011, could be reached as early as next month, according to insiders. The joint settlement would be with the Securities and Exchange Commission, New York's Attorney General, as well as Massachusetts. MF Global Holdings must pay $1.2 billion to reimburse customers for losses sustained when the brokerage firm failed in 2011. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission said that a New York court required the payment to ensure that claims made of its subsidiary, MF Global Incorporated, are paid. The company admitted to unlawful use of customer funds as charged by the CFTC. On Wednesday, the Dow set another record close with a 6-point gain to 18,030. Futures are indicating a positive opening. I'm Al Brooks with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-852-0157. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-852-0157. That's 1-800-852-0157. Call 1-800-852-0157.
The Dow Jones Report is brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Hey, pal, it's me, Gumby.
And Pokey, don't forget me.
Remember how happy you were when you were little and got us as a holiday gift? All our wild adventures, like when we went to the sofa and then to the sink?
That was nuts.
We'll feel that happy again with a great deal on a Honda Civic EXL during the Happy Honda Day sales event. It comes with a rear-view camera, which is awesome, Honda Lane Watch, and plenty of room for more adventures.
Ooh, like the glove box. Yeah, the glove box.
Get something you'll love at the Happy Honda Day sales event and get 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers on a Civic EXL from Honda, KBB.com's most trusted brand.
Shop your Central Texas Honda dealers. CentralTexasHondaDealers.com.
Based on 2014 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for more information. Lane watch and rearview camera displays do not provide complete information about all relevant conditions. Driver must independently assess safety of vehicle maneuver. See dealer for financing details.
The crew at Pete's Auto Care wants to thank their customers and friends for making this a great year. Pete's Auto Care is grateful for your continued patronage and pledges to continue their high standard of service in 2015. Whether it's having your car winterized or getting an oil change at their Mobile One Express Lube, Pete's Auto Care treats you like you're the most important customer they have. Happy New Year from Pete and all the guys at Pete's Auto Care, corner of Villa Maria and East 29th in Bryan.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. Well, we've trimmed the trees, and now it's time to untrim the trees. At least that's what's happening around my house, to unprepare for Christmas and put it all back in the attic, which is a slow and arduous process. So here's something that may help you along a little faster. According to an insect expert in Norway, if you have a Christmas tree, it's probably crawling with bugs. Associate Professor Bjarne Jordal from the University of Bergen in Norway said that real trees can be home to up to 25,000 different insects and spiders. Things you'll find in a tree include springtails, which are sometimes called book lice, or snow fleas. Also spiders, moths, and bark lice. Most of them burrow into a tree and hibernate for the winter. But when you bring them inside, your nice warm home becomes perfect and they wake up. Good news, though, most of the bugs live in the trees, which means they're probably not going to leave it and spread throughout your house. The house is also dry, and there's not a lot of food for them, so they'll probably dry up and die pretty quickly. But it's something to consider if you'd like to hurry yourself along to get the Christmas decorations down. And that's my commentary brought to you by GunCorps. Didn't get exactly what you wanted for Christmas? Well, after you've taken the other gifts back, make your way down to GunCorps and get what you want after Christmas. At a brand new location on Texas Avenue, in College Station, right across from the Kettle, in the same shopping center as Prospectors. Guns, knives, and tactical gear all can be found at Gun Corps, and they have their very own Gun Corps guarantee. If it breaks, they will do what's necessary to make sure you have a brand new weapon, or at least a refurbished weapon from the one that you had. But not just limited to guns. The only thing they don't warranty is ammo. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps, where practical meets tactical. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Good morning. It's 627. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. You're a home for Lennox products to keep your family comfortable all year long. High temperature today, about 71. Winds will be out of the south, about 10 to 15. We'll have a 40% chance of showers. Probably a 40% chance of showers tonight as well. Then one of those deals where when you wake up, that's about as warm as it's going to be all day. 64 or so for a high temperature tomorrow in the morning on Saturday with a 60% chance of showers. And the temperatures will probably be falling starting about 9 in the morning down to around 48 in the afternoon. With south winds, it'll shift around to the north. Again, 60% chance of rain. Then tomorrow night, 41 is our low with a 40% chance of rain. Then slight chance of showers on Sunday at 20% with a high of only 51. And then sunshine returns on Monday with a high of about 60. Had a little bit of frost yesterday morning, as a matter of fact, too. Right now, winds are out of the south at 14. We have 78% relative humidity, overcast skies, and fairly pleasant 60 out there.
Making connections with other people may be easier than you think when you understand one simple concept of human nature. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, here's a sobering fact to consider. When asked at the end of their lives what older people regret, they more often say they regret having not done something more than they regret something they did that failed. Why do you suppose that is? I'm Mike Carruthers, and I believe it's because every one of us wants to succeed at something, many things. But those things, those secret goals you have, are easy to put off until later. But later never comes, and you wind up regretting what you didn't do. That's why I started a new website I'd like you to check out called The Success Mint at SuccessMint.com. That's SuccessMint.com. There, you'll find free information, videos, and podcasts all about success and how you can be more successful. It's a new website. I just started it, and I'd love to have you come check it out. Again, it's all free and all to help you succeed at whatever you want to do in work, life, and wealth. SuccessMint.com. Check it out now. SuccessMint.com. A service of Strand Media. When we meet new people, we often worry about rejection. However,
when people make contact in a caring and respectful manner, that contact rarely goes awry. It's learning how to make contact that way.
Laura Day, author of the book Practical Intuition in Love.
And that's where intuition comes in. It's being able to read someone else's signals in a way that your signals are in harmony with them. And it's easy to learn because it's a natural desire to make contact and create pleasurable contact.
The focus in connecting, says Laura, needs to be on creating pleasure in the situation and in the other person.
Very rarely do any of us consciously at least want to be hurt. We want to experience pleasure. As animals, that's what we do. And whereas with a piece of broccoli, you'll put a sauce on it so you can eat it pleasurably, or some spices if you don't like broccoli, we don't do that with love. We think we have to pound ourselves into a certain form or be a certain way or work, work, work. And that does not create love. Love is created through the sharing of pleasure.
So where do we begin?
One of the simplest things that people can do is just Say good morning to the people you meet. We're human beings. We want to make connection. Make connection, and you don't know. The next person you make connection with may be the one.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 60 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Both Democrats and Republicans introduced a proposal last week to make possession of a small amount of marijuana in Texas a civil infraction instead of a crime.
House Bill 507, filed by State Representative Joe Moody, would penalize those caught with an ounce of pot or less with a $100 fine. Currently, some of those people could face up to 6 months in jail, a $2,000 fine, and a criminal record. Moody and other state representatives believe the change would save thousands of Texans from a lifetime record while saving money through reduced jail costs. But Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says the sheriffs of Texas do not want to legalize marijuana at any level.
But I can tell you that we've had interaction with the sheriffs of Colorado and the sheriffs of Washington and Oregon, and we've had input from them, and they can honestly say that a lot of problems have resulted from the legalization, and the ramifications are just now being understood.
Kirk says Texans can avoid those ramifications by leaving the state's justice system alone. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
With the chaos of the holidays, losing a pet can be that much more stressful. If you're out of town this break and find someone's pet, return it to a shelter nearby. Aggieland Humane Society's Leah White tells you why during her interview on WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
If it's chipped, great, but not all of them are. So people do it quite often. They're coming back from winter break wherever, and they were at Texarkana and they brought us a dog from Texarkana. That person's not going to look here, folks, Please get it to the shelter in their area.
For more information on Aggieland Humane Society, you can visit aggielandhumane.org. Craft breweries are emerging as the single source of good news in the beer industry at a time when calorie-conscious Americans are drinking less beer overall.
And San Antonio area brewers are part of that trend. Joey Villarreal, owner of San Antonio's Blue Star Brewing, says what attracts many people to craft brands and brewing houses is fellowship.
Face-to-face interaction is still the number one best way to people to interact, and beer is important in that regard.
Across America, the number of smaller independent craft breweries grew by 20% during the first half of this year, and overall for 2014 at a rate of 1.5 producers per day. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
The latest report from the Texas Education Association shows more Texas schools are underperforming, 30% more from the previous report. Sherry Sylvester's with the Texans for Education Reform.
We believe that is simply unacceptable, and we have a number of approaches that we will be advocating in the state legislature that will expand the options for parents as they are selecting schools for their children.
She favors a bill sponsored by Senator Royce West of Dallas that would give the state resources to turn around chronically failing schools. The Department of Education could go in and assess what changes would have to be made to bring the school up to par. Another proposal would be to set up a website to help parents who want to take their kids out of one school and move them to a better performing school in their district. Rising office rent prices in downtown Austin has lawmakers again pushing for two new state buildings after Governor Rick Perry vetoed those construction plans in 2013. One proposed 360,000 square foot addition would be the first new office building in the Capitol complex since 2000. The Texas Facilities Commission says construction would cost $174 million, but also get nearly one-fourth of the state's existing leases in Austin off the books. Republican State Senator Kevin Eltife told the Austin American-Statesman that the plans make sense given escalating rent prices as the Austin economy flourishes. Perry had cited waiting for a new master capital complex plan due in 2016 when he vetoed the construction 2 years ago. Supporters are now hoping for better luck under Governor-elect Greg Abbott, who takes office in January. Former President George H.W. Bush has stayed in the hospital through Christmas Day after experiencing shortness of breath on Tuesday. He was hospitalized Tuesday night as a precaution. Bush is the oldest living former American president. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 60 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
Drive a diesel? Then performance improvement, trouble-free winter operation, and proper fuel tank hygiene are important to you. And whether you drive a diesel car, truck, tractor, or big rig, you can rely on the experts at Power Service. When the temperature drops below 30 degrees, add a bottle of diesel fuel supplement plus cetane boost every time you fill up. It prevents fuel from gelling and protects against fuel filter icing. Any diesel engine will run better with Power Service. Visit powerservice.com to learn more and get your year-round maintenance schedule.
You want good TV and high-speed internet. Everyone does. The satellite professionals at Starfire can take care of both. Starfire is the only dealer in the Brazos Valley to offer DirecTV and Dish Network for your TV viewing and Exceed and Hughes for high-speed internet. If you're looking for great TV and high-speed internet at the best possible price available anywhere, call Starfire today. Starfire, 279-2788. 279-2788. Starfire, serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Call Starfire today.
Good morning, it's 6:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 30 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Through today, it's partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of a few scattered showers, especially during this afternoon. High temperature right around 70 and mostly cloudy for tonight with some scattered showers around, low temperatures near 60. Scattered showers and maybe a thunderstorm tomorrow ending later in the day. Temperature mid-60s then falling back. Some clouds at night cooler in the 40s and clearing skies on Sunday cool and dry 50 to 55. I'm Gary Bass, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with Fighting Texas Aggie football possibly picking up a coach. They need two. Now it may just be one. Lots from the NBA because that was about the only live-action sports going on yesterday. And updates in the NFL on both the Cowboys and the Texans as they prepare for a games this Sunday. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you about 12 minutes from now.
So I guess everything's fine for the president. He got to play golf and he made it snow in Hawaii.
Yeah.
So he's their savior. Federal government has granted American Indian tribes the right to grow marijuana on their lands. Okay. Justice Department reportedly told federal prosecutors the issue needs to be handled on a government-to-government basis. Marijuana remains illegal under federal law and has been decriminalized for medical purposes in 23 states. You heard our story about that today. Recreational marijuana use, legal in two states, of course, Colorado and Washington. Voters in two more states, Alaska and Oregon, approved initiatives legalizing recreational use, set to go in effect in 2015. It's Alaska. It's okay.
There's a peace pipe joke in there.
Yeah. There aren't enough people that you'd cause a problem. Justice Department spokesman Wynn Hornbuckle.
There's a name.
Yep. Recently told the Palm Springs Desert Sun, quote, some tribes are very concerned with public safety implications, such as the impact on Utes. Oh, that was a joke, wasn't it? Okay. Because those are Indians, after all. And the use of tribal lands for the cultivation or transport of marijuana, while others have explored decriminalization and other approaches. So they're looking at that. Here's our Christmas story for today. It's the story of a husband and wife. He's 18.
And she's
42.
Oof-ta! Oof-ta!
And she looks like a human thumb, okay? You know, got her a second really big chin, just saying. We're just going to go ahead and run the audio from the story from the TV station in Colorado. About said couple, and see how that goes for us. Caught stealing Christmas decorations.
After police say she was stealing Christmas decorations along with her husband, 42-year-old
I can hear it, sort of.
18-year-old yeah. Jeremy LaWalt.
Never mind. We'll just read the story. Married couple took the role of Grinch this Christmas season and stole Christmas displays from dozens of Colorado Springs families. 42-year-old Carrie Carley and her husband, 18-year-old Jeremy Llewellyn, arrested December the 19th, police said they used the displays they swiped to decorate their own yards. The man, accused of stealing Christmas decorations from others, is still behind bars on Christmas morning. His wife bonded out and spoke to KKTV Christmas Eve. She maintains that her husband acted alone. She said every morning he'd go out for a walk at like 2 or 3, and there was just more stuff in the yard. I didn't know exactly where it all came from.
Uh-huh.
Echoing officers' accounts in the arrest affidavit, she said her husband was equally glib when confronted. She said, I asked him about it, and he says he still thinks it's a game. He doesn't seem to care really one way or another. I asked him and was like, well, this is my job, and I like it. Taking things from unassuming people. Okay. She's 42. He's 18 on their way for together forever. We'll see how that works out.
And she looks like Mama June or...
So I say the human thumb. She does. She looks like a thumb. Holiday newborns going home in Christmas stockings. That was kind of cute. No. Babies at the McGee-Williams Hospital at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center got special stockings if they were in the hospital on Christmas Day.
Fun.
Parents spending their Christmas at UPMC got the stockings and the hand-knit little red Hattie Poos as keepsakes. The McGee nurses have been organizing the event for several years, and they gave away dozens of hats this holiday season.
How fun.
Yeah, lots of little pictures. They had pictures of like a dozen babies in their little newborn stockings.
Yeah, newborns look like elves anyway, so well, that's appropriate.
Yeah, you know, you're right. That's exactly right. So there we go. Let's see. And, you know, that's... We're not certainly not going to talk politics. There's no reason to do that. We will later on this morning have a story about if Santa got a new sleigh. There's a company out there, Discovery News, apparently has put together what it would take.
Oh, Discovery News.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know them?
No, I do. I'm just not shocked that they would cover Santa's new sleigh.
Cops in Jennings, Missouri. It's not going well in Missouri, is it? It's just not.
No.
Would hate to be the head of the
Chamber
of Commerce for Missouri. But anyway, police in Jennings, Missouri, investigating a shooting brought on by cold pizza. A Papa John's delivery driver dropped off a pizza to a home on Sunday, but the customers complained that the food was cold. Police say that's when the woman at the residence attacked the delivery person with a broom handle. The driver hit her back, which allegedly then prompted a male in the home to come out with a rifle.
Gee.
The delivery driver jumped in the car, called police, but the guy with the rifle followed the driver and fired multiple shots at him. Luckily, nobody injured. Cops haven't arrested anybody, at least as of Wednesday.
Wow.
Okay, just saying. Police in Italy say they've seized two chow chows from a circus that was trying to pass them off as panda bears. Well, I guess if you're Italian and you've never seen a panda, how would you know, right, the difference? Cops visiting a circus in Brescia allegedly caught them charging kids to have pictures taken with the dogs, which had been dyed black and white. Oh, my goodness. And looked like pandas.
Wow.
Investigators say the pooches appeared to be in good health, had kind of watery eyes after being exposed to a barrage of flashing cameras. Who wouldn't? Circus owners face fraud charges and animal abuse charges. Just remember, when you go to the circus, just go. You know, my kiddos were, I don't know, young. We found ourselves in Houston at the Summit, which is now what Joel Osteen's church, And Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey Circus was there that day. Well, so, okay, Dad, can we go? Well, they had a unicorn there, supposedly.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. So, I don't know. I plunked down about $34 a ticket or something for that as we wander in to watch the unicorn come in. And the deal is, you know, they kind of do the parade of animals at the beginning, you know?
Right.
And so here comes this, I mean, it's a horse, and it's got a long mane, and it's got some kind of a growth in the middle of its head that's, I don't know, like 4 inches long. Looked to me like, you know, some sort of a calcium deposit or something. But that was the unicorn. That was it. I'm sitting there munching on my $9 popcorn going, great, I paid $34 a ticket to see a horse with a growth on its head. But,
cursing,
you know,
cursing like Yosemite Sam.
Exactly.
Fraggle,
but, I mean, you know, I'm the one who did it. I paid. They didn't have a picture of it on the poster. They just said, you know, see a live unicorn. And that was their top billing, which kind of makes you wonder what the other employees of the circus feel like. A horse with a calcium growth is getting top billing from them. And, you know, they're taking their life in their hands up there doing high wire acts, and it's a horse with a growth that's number one on the bill. But nonetheless, so, you know, just beware. I guess if we have a panda circus in here, we may, you know, where the child
have to do
go.
A little double checking.
Yeah, that's right. Better do that.
Hey, everybody in the Brazos Valley. Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
About this time every year, thousands of Texans make their annual pilgrimages into the garage to haul out the pruning saws and the lopping shears so that they can do their regular job of butchering their crepe myrtles. That's right, the damage is that bad. It's butchery. Bad enough, in fact, it's safe to say that most crepe myrtle pruning is done incorrectly. I'll bet 99% of it. In the hopes that we're not already too late on your block, in your landscape, let's look through the details of good pruning of crepe myrtles, pointing out the pitfalls as we go along. I hope you'll listen closely. Crepe myrtles in your keeping are counting on your trained hand to guide their course. I'll be back with details after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, self-published so I could have the book I've always wanted. This is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening written 24 years ago. This is an entirely new format. 840 of my photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 covers a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95, regular $32.95, plus tax and postage. You'll be getting a signed copy. It's not in stores. It is not on Amazon. It's available only from my office. 1-800-752-GROW. That's 1-800-752-4769. It's also available from my website, Neil Sperry. NeilSperry.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. We might begin with the question, why do we prune crepe myrtles? And the question, how best can we do it? Well, we prune to take what otherwise would be a shrub and to convert it into a small landscape tree. Beginning about 50 years ago, Texans found that crepe myrtles are wonderfully useful as small trees in our ever-shrinking home landscapes. To accomplish that goal, we need to remove all but 3 to 5 of the base shoots, the trunks that come up from the soil line. Let those several remain as the main trunks, and then prune and remove all the side branches that sprout out lower down on the trunks. Keep removing the unwanted basal shoots any time that they occur during the year. As a special note, single trunk tree form crepe myrtles are risky. It's difficult to keep a single stem exactly vertical without some type of ugly stake alongside it. Unstaked plants almost always eventually look lopsided. We prune to remove spent seed heads, or at least some people still do. That's really not necessary. Sometimes people do it during the growing season. I don't have time for that. And that is where topping originates, because we prune and we prune and prune, and we take a few seed heads off at a time, because Neil once said 30 years ago, don't take anything larger than a pencil in diameter off the top of your crepe myrtle, and you find that it's boring to stand out there taking off all those seed heads. So if you cut farther down, you can remove a bunch of them at once, and then you have topped your crepe myrtle. Most folks overprune crepe myrtles in the winter. You don't need to prune them at all. In fact, it's better never to take anything off the top of a crepe myrtle. Now, if you have branches that are rubbing together, if you have a beautifully trunked crepe myrtle tree and suddenly this rocket ship of a straight trunk comes up and destroys that overall look, you can remove that. But don't do any topping of crepe myrtles, and don't use pruning as a means of height control. That's the worst thing you can do. Now, if you have a crepe myrtle that has been topped, you can cut it to the ground and let it regrow and retrain it as a tree. That's the best way to get a lovely crepe myrtle back. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Howdy. Hey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. Texas A&M football is looking for two new coaches, an O-line coach, and a defensive coordinator. FootballScoop.com is reporting that now that may just be one. Per sources, Utah offensive coordinator Dave Christensen is joining the staff as the offensive line coach and run game coordinator. Prior to coaching at Utah, Christensen was the head coach at Wyoming, and he was also the assistant head coach, offensive coordinator, and offensive line coach at Missouri. While with the Tigers, he took them to two Big 12 title games back in 2012 and 13. Aggies are in Memphis for the 56th annual Liberty Bowl this coming Monday. Pre-game set with Dave and Dave at noon. And the kickoff is at 1 o'clock. And it's all right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Not a whole heck of a lot going on in terms of live action yesterday, except NBA action. The Oklahoma City Thunder beat the San Antonio Spurs 114-106 in a fiery rematch of last season's Western Conference Final. Serge Ibaka had 21 points for the Oklahoma City Thunder, where Steve Adams had 16 points and 15 rebounds to offset San Antonio's Tiago Splitter, who matched a season high of 14. Spurs coach Greg Popovich was disappointed in the entire team, less one Tim Duncan.
And the sad part is that, you know, Tim Duncan comes out and plays every night, and he can't find a group around him to consistently compete and execute. That's got nothing to do with schedule or injuries or anything like that. The same mistakes over and over again. Tim's got to live with them just like we do, the coaches. And it gets old. But tonight was a good example of that. The team was more physical, more focused. They wanted the basketball game. And I think we floated around as if we're entitled. So that was disappointing.
A note worth mentioning, the win also came without Kevin Durant. He missed his fourth straight game with a sprained ankle. LeBron James scored 30 points in his return to Miami yesterday, but Dwayne Wade scored 24 of his 31 points in the first half as the Heat knocked off the Cavs 101-91. Jamal Crawford hit four three-pointers and finished with 24 points and seven rebounds to lead the Los Angeles Clippers past Golden State 100-86. The first returns for the 2015 NBA All-Star Game voting are in, and no surprise, Cleveland Cavs star LeBron James leads all vote-getters. But Stephon Curry of Golden State and Anthony Davis of the New Orleans Pelicans are far behind. James leads all players with 550,000+ votes. And it seems like there's always at least one upset coming out of the Diamond Head Classic. Keith and Savage sparked a late rally with 12 points to lead an unranked George Washington team to a 60-54 upset over number 11, Wichita State. Turning now to the NFL, Zach Martin's best test so far of durability as a pro came with a right ankle injury serious enough to keep him out of practice all week with the Cowboys. Bill Callahan, the offensive coordinator and offensive line coach for the Cowboys, says Martin still has plenty left in the tank for the season, though.
But, you know, guys from these big-time programs, they're playing 16, 17, 18 weeks with all their playoff games now, the way things that are lined up through their bowl schedule. You know, they're playing a lot of ball right now, so I haven't seen that wall. You know, I don't know if he'd ever admit it, but he certainly has pushed himself, improved week in and week out on all the details of his position.
he's prepared unbelievably, you know, just for everything that he has to handle.
Martin is possibly the last first-round piece of a rebuilt offensive line for the Cowboys, and now he's the first rookie lineman named to the Pro Bowl in Dallas Cowboys franchise history. It's Dallas and Washington, Sunday in Washington for the noon game on Fox. Mr. Everything for the Texans is now headed to his third consecutive Pro Bowl. This season, Watt has four TDs, two on offense and two as a tight end on defense. And he's also in the running to be the league's MVP. Here's J.J. Watt on heading back to the Pro Bowl.
You know, it's always an honor. It's an honor to be voted in by the fans and coaches and other players around the league. So that's pretty cool. And for me, it's an honor to be able to represent the city of Houston and our organization because I love it here. And it's great to be able to hold it down for the H. So that's pretty cool.
Jacksonville heads to NRG Stadium in H-Town for the noon game Sunday on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. And finally, from the Eagle, A&M Consolidated senior outside hitter Carly Hicks, who helped the Lady Tigers reach the state volleyball tournament for the first time in 29 years, was among five players from Brazos Valley Schools named First Team All-State by the Texas Sports Writers Association. The first team selections included Hannah McManus of Caldwell, Reagan Blaschinski, and Hannah McCarver of Franklin, and Iola's Amanda Gooch. The team was chosen by members of the TSWA based on nominations for media members and coaches. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.